No, asking you to leave.
Because he's gonna renovate the place for 2010. That's why. You see, they think nothing of us.
Sure.
Years ago, they evict us from District 6. They put us there on the Cape Flats. You see? All of us. I was born in District 6. You see? But the group area, they all put us out from District 6. Now, in 19 years' time, I moved back to Cape Town. You see? And now the same thing happened to us.
How long have you been living here on Getty Street?
Thursday, they put the people out. Yo, Thursday.
But were you living in one of the flats here before?
I grew up here. I was born in District 6, but this was my place where I grew up.
Okay, tell me.
And most of the people, most of the young ones, they were born here in these houses here.
How many people have been put out of the flats so far?
It's 6 houses.
6. How many?
Yeah.
And that's how many people is it?
How many people? Hoeveel mense is julle omtrent wat uitgesit is? Hoeveel mense is altesaame? As a lot of people. Was children included?
In the court case, why did they say that they're kicking you? Why did they tell you that you have to leave?
Because the new owner who bought the place, Yaltona, he want to renovate the place for 2010. You see? For the people from overseas. Because they want accommodation for their people. See, that's why they put us out.
Don't you have contracts?
Hmm?
Don't you have signed contracts for leasing the flats?
No, we had a oral lease, month to month.
Oh.
You see, but we nearly stay about 8 years. They were on Yaltona. And these people, they stay a lifetime. As I told you, all them was born here. You see.
How much do you used to pay in rent?
There, at Altona, we pay 800, 900 rent for a small room.
Hmm. And now, what are they saying? What do they want to charge you now?
No, they don't want to charge us nothing. They want just to evict us. Of course, they want to renovate the place. As I told you, for the people, for 2010.
So they're not even giving you an option?
No, they never give us even a chance. We asked the judge for 3 months. But he said, no, 3 months is too long. The end of this month, we must be out.
Because in the newspapers, what I read is that they had evicted some people because they hadn't paid rent, and then there were some people who they were staying. But you're saying that's
no,
not
that
the case.
No, that is what the landlord said. That is what the new owner said. You see, but all the years that we stay there, we pay our rent, 800, 900 rent a month for a small little room.
Where can you go now to live? Where else can you
live? I don't know. Because the time they put us out from District 6, I was staying in Menenberg. You see, in Menenberg. In that time, right, I was still a young boy. But, you see, it's dangerous to live out there. Because there, every day you must run with a gun. Although it's an illegal gun, you must, how can I say it? To join the gangsters to protect your family, you see, and I don't want it again. I don't want it to happen again.
So what will you do now?
What can I do now?
I stay in a field there, up and down.
We can do nothing. If they put us out, then we must live on the street, because there's nowhere where else
but
to go.
But we don't want to, since we are born in town. I'm born in Sacred Street, Sakira Street. There was the church, is in the Muslim church. They built a church on top of my house when my mother stayed. And I didn't get money from it. You understand? And I'm born 1939, November 9. We 2 grew up together.
We grew up together.
We grew up together and we were born here. And since this time we went out, they sent my mother to Kensington. So they reckon afterwards, now this is a good place for us. We Christians, we have to go out. The Muslims also stay there. They push us into houses. Some to Bondi, to Netrecht, to Mittelbeke, Lichat, to Willefe, all over.
But
so we,
you know,
we don't use the roughness. We are citizens born.
Here is still apartheid in this land.
We are still citizens born.
You're still apartheid here in this land.
But farmers,
because all what they think about is money. They worried about the people from overseas, but they didn't worry about us who was born here in South Africa.
We born in the town.
How do you sleep now in the night?
In the night, open outside, what did we do? Look, we have to sleep like this. Right, one was covered with a child, a kid, and put a sail underneath us, or put some plank underneath us, and cardboard on top, and like that. Doesn't come the rain, doesn't come through.
Sleep just outside your old house now on the street here.
Yeah, now it's street. On the streets. You see, my mother had her own house. My father was a cop in the Cape Town station. He was a fucking sergeant. Look at how I am, how I live. He was a soldier, a prisoner soldier also. Look at me, where I am. I went to school, what can I do? I didn't want to be in the States. I want to be a lawyer. They said no college, no college could do that thing that they in the 50s. Now, everybody gets the right. In New South Africa, they don't check about us colors. Because we are men.
My heart is so, because all my parents died. My mother died, my father died. The time he was staying in Menenberg, you see. So, the house was on my mother's name. So, I must move out of Menenberg. See, and I was strolling around here in Cape Town.
So my house on
sleep me. Outside. A lot of years till I find that place there. At the Altona.
Yeah.
I move in there.
What I want to do now,
the 15th of the first month, 2005. You see, but now they evicted us. Now we get nowhere else to go. And there is 49 children. The smallest child is 2 weeks old. And there's still four women who must get children in this month. Now where are they going with the children?
Can you describe the condition of the flats that you're in? Just has the flat owner been maintaining it? And can you just describe the condition of the flat that you've just been evicted from as well?
He just evicted us.
No, but I mean, can you describe what is everything functioning? Do you have water and toilets?
Everything is all right. There's toilets, there's showers, there's water, warm water, everything. You see? But he didn't give us a chance. Davi Altona Atiel.
Oh, there.
He don't want to give us a chance. He's only worried about the money, brother.
He
don't care about us. He don't care about the children. You see? If they,
how can people love them?
If they send us
clean
there,
outside, but in the houses where
they build houses for the other people there in Belhar, in the Delft, that's a gangster city there. We don't want to stay there anymore, cause we came out of that area. You see?
We ran away.
Cause I was a gangster myself.
And leave our houses
the time
like that.
I lived here from Cape Town when I joined my mother in Menenberg. You see, I must join the gangsters to protect my family. You see, and I don't want it anymore because I'm getting old. I'm nearly 60 years old.
I'm 66. I'm born at 39.
Can you just say for me, for the recording, can you say your name?
My name is Emil. My surname is Hendricks.
And you, auntie? Your name?
My name, I'm Joyce. And my surname is Khali. G-A-L-L-I-E. Khali, not Gali, Khali. And Clark and Mark. I've got my property as a river, but I'm afraid to go there. I don't want to sell it now. I went forward to go sell it, but I'm staying here in the open river here. But I've got the place. I've got my own. I earned it from my mother and father, but I'm afraid to go there. There look other people with a bungalow on top of my property.
There's a lot of fields which the government owns. You see, here in Pine Road, they put us up bungalows for the people. So why can't they put us, they give us also bungalows. Here's a lot of fields, here by Kulenburg also. You see, that belongs to the council. They can give us accommodation, although it's a windy house that they do here in Pine Road.
Yeah.
That we can stay here in town. We don't want to move to Menenberg, Delva, Noah Park, that side. Because we came from that site already.
Have you spoken to the counselor or someone? Have you approached
her? No, she wasn't here. We phoned her, but she wasn't here. She didn't come.
I went to shower. I went to them. I did work for the center.
She never came.
I work for civic center with the council.
Okay.
I went and ask them for the place and so forth. They reckon they're going to give me a place when? I'm still waiting till now. Huh?
All what they think about is money. And the day when they die, they're going to leave everything behind. Everything. They think about 2010. Who said 2010 will ever come?
The
Nigerians and the Angolans.
Because
they are all high
flyers.
You see?
Because
they don't worry, brother. They don't worry. They stay there. They got a lot of money.
No matter you do that. You know what I
mean? All of them, they doesn't work. You see? But they got thousands and thousands of money. Every one of them got a car. You see? They haven't got furniture. All what they got is their clothes. They just take their clothes into their car and they are gone. They don't worry about us.
We clean our place up after the inside and up the house.
It's different. It's definitely different. For
go there, go there, I'm telling you.
Because in a way, it's not their home.
Well, food,
so they're just living somewhere.
Yeah.
If there's a problem, they will go somewhere else.
Yeah, because they got a lot of brothers and they got a lot of money. We haven't got money.
This is what I wanted to ask you. Have the people living on Gympie Street and in Altona Court, are you organized to try? Have you organized yourselves to try to do something together to get back in the houses or to stay in the houses? Or is everyone just struggling however they can do it? Are you organized?
They are terrible. They selling drugs.
We haven't got anywhere to go, brother. Because money is the problem. Money is the problem. We can't find a place around here. You see. But the mayor, Yalan Zali, she's putting up bungalows for the people. Why can't she put up bungalows for us here in town? There's a lot of